The question that I get asked is, you know, how to make groups viable. And what pleases me about that question is that the business owner asking me has actually had a dig into the numbers sitting behind the group. Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. This topic is a topic that seems to be bending the brains for many, many allied health business owners, particularly those working with children and families at the moment. I wonder if you can guess what this topic is. What's one thing that really kind of frustrates you the most? It's the one thing you really, really want to be offering to your clients, yet it is so hard to figure out and sometimes almost impossible to make work from a profitability point of view. It's something that typically happens in holidays. I am thinking that by now you are landing in on the topic of groups, how to run group programs. Right, so let's get our collective brains trust together on this one. I thought it might be interesting for me to share a little bit about what I think. Hopefully you'll find that interesting, but also share a little bit about what might be happening around the place as I hear it from the powerful coaching conversations that I am fortunate enough to be party to. Right, so this is all about getting creative to make group programs work for you, your team, your business, and your clients. Bit of a ripple effect, hey? So groups are a lot of work. In my experience, they're also a lot of fun. And we know as clinicians the impact that a group program can have. I would question whether you can teach social skills in any other environment than a group. And so many of us are sitting there looking at what we would like to do and really feeling that it is somewhat of a missed opportunity because the group program is sitting over there in the too hard basket. And whilst I don't like to point fingers, got my hands on my hips here, I am going to say that the pricing of the group program at the moment in the NDIS fee schedule is really, really low. I do wonder what would happen if they lifted that group rate, what impact that would have on participants' lives if that group rate was pushed up north a little bit. Maybe we need to run a bit of a action plan on that one. I actually think it would be a real critical driver in program success for many businesses and participants. However, the question that I get asked is, how to make groups viable. And what pleases me about that question is that the business owner asking me has actually had a dig into the numbers sitting behind the groups, okay? So they've had a look at the time it takes to prepare the group, the staffing costs associated with that, the prep and resources. Hopefully they've had a look at the marketing costs, any room and rental costs, any admin costs as well in terms of talking to prospects, talking to people interested in the program, onboarding them, even meeting and greeting and all of that good stuff. What they don't always include is their own time. So to actually have a bit of a spreadsheet in place or to work with your bookkeeper or accountant about crunching the profitability of running groups, oh my gosh, I am not going to stand in the way of business owners having a really, really good look at that. I have a little bit of a suspicion that many business owners don't actually dig into the numbers at all, or if they do, it's not in a complete sense. So, you know, there's lots of ways to be right, hey, but for you to know whether your groups run at a loss, run at a break even, run at a low profit, or hopefully run at a strong profit, I reckon that is group prep 101. I know in my business, when I jumped into the numbers behind the group program, that we were running at a loss. And we kind of tweaked the model a couple of times, but we parked it. Okay, we parked it. Yet, maybe I didn't look at it correctly. It was a very, very different context then to now. It was certainly pre-NDIS. So, different market forces at play. All right. So our kind of conversation to date is asking yourself the question, are the groups we run here running at a loss, break even, low profit, strong profit? Do I have the toolkit and the people to help me work that out? And if not, reach out to me, reach out to your bookkeeper and ask the question, how can you help me figure out the profitability of my group programs? All right. And I've had my little rant about the NDIS rate. I do know that I'm not alone on that front. So here are some tips about how to kind of get your group programs maybe reinvigorated or dialed up so that they really, really can work for you, your team, and your clients. Now, these tips are in no particular order. Some of them will resonate with you, others not so much, and that's totally okay. You will also have your other amazing, wonderful business thoughts on it as well. So let's get the conversation started. How to work up your groups towards success and profitability. In the planning phase, do you actually start with literally a blank canvas? Are you planning your groups around what you want to do? Or, insert better still, are you planning your groups around what your customers really want? If you're not sure what your customers really want, that's okay. How can you find out? Is it running a bit of a poll? Is it a poll on Facebook, on social media, on Facebook? Is it a survey? Is it some Q&A during therapy sessions? See if you can get some extra market data to inform your programs. Back to the blank canvas. In planning my events, I use an event canvas planner, and I better get the name of it so that we can pop it in the show notes, because it's on the other side of my office and I can't get up and get it and show you. And it is a one-page event planner that expands my thinking about what I want the event, aka group, to deliver. Okay, so for me, it comes back to knowing my clients, knowing their worries, getting creative about the solutions I have to ease those worries, and really attaching and getting clarity about the learning outcomes of the group. Okay, we are all over this goal running bit. But this is just another way of wording it. So what? What is this group going to achieve for our clients? So that's a big waffly tip number one. Pull out the bits you need. Number two, how can you value add to the group program? Value add. Add more value into the group program. So here are some kind of, ideas as I think about it and as I hear about what else is happening. Handouts. How can you provide information to the participants in your group and to their carers and even their educators? And those handouts need to be beautiful. They need to be branded. They need to be on point. They need to be in accessible, positive, optimistic language. And they need to be bang on matching the content that you have delivered in maybe that particular group session. It could be that they form part of a homework or a home challenge or some other. I'm not mad about homework. I'm just not mad about that word. You guys will do a super, super cool job of swapping in a better word than that. I don't think homework is always kind of exciting enough. So think about the handouts. Are they going to be paper? Are they going to be printed? Are they going to be available online somewhere? What happens if some of those handouts are video and interactive? Get creative on this stuff. How could you add value by including a parent coaching aspect to the group program, a carer coaching aspect, even a teacher coaching aspect? How can you expand the ripple impact of your group program to others? What would that look like? Will that be on the phone? Will that be via email? Will that be via Zoom, Skype, some other teleconference kind of means? It's expanding the impact, expanding the outcomes, expanding the value. Would you consider having an online portal for parents or educators to log into for the course of the group? What if all of those handouts and other videos and links and blogs, that there was other value, extra value up there? Don't worry about the tech. Just don't worry about the tech. Talk to me if you want to launch into this kind of cloud-based value add to your groups. The tech is just so not as scary or complicated as you think. But what if? What if parents had a hub and a place to go to? What if parents had a closed Facebook group for the 10-week, 6-week, 20-week program, whatever it is? What would the rules of that be? Who would be in? Who would be out? What would the themes be? How do you value add with content drops? How do you facilitate communication and connection in that space? If appropriate, maybe the kiddos, maybe the participants could, the group attendees could have a closed, monitored, respectful, supportive, encouraging social media place to meet as well. I am hearing a lot about the app Seesaw, and clinicians are using this for connecting with the child's team and parents. There's also a wonderful app called SameView that is a wonderful Aussie-based app. Danny, the founder, has just come on as a podcast guest, so you might want to have a listen to that conversation as well. So once again, it's about adding value, adding connection, adding communication, and kind of letting your creativity run a little bit wild. I am very certain that you as business owners have done virtual conferences, virtual events, online courses, you're in closed Facebook groups. It's kind of where we get our learning and our business hit, isn't it? So flip it over. How could you be bringing aspects of this into your own service delivery programs, your own service delivery models, your group models? Just putting it out there. With that value add, so kind of moving on to the next tip, it gives you the opportunity to then bundle up a really cool group program that works towards solving or managing your perfect customer's worries, okay? Which means that you can start to put a price on the value and the outcomes that the group program creates. And that means that you can start to work the numbers a little bit differently and by working on multiples of an hourly rate. Okay? So it can be done. I know businesses are value packing and multiplying out from a single group session and getting this over the line with really great marketing, really strong outcomes-based information so that participants and carers and families, even educators, really understand the why and the what and the how behind the group. So they're not just, I don't like that word, they're not only buying an hour of a group program, they're actually buying a whole experience that really gives them way more than they thought that they were going to be signing up for. At the end of the day, you still need to, can you hear me banging my hands together? You still need to do the maths. You still need to crunch the numbers because there's going to be some costs associated with developing a bit of a new dialed up value packed group program. Not denying that. But if you think about some of those tips that I gave you, once you've done them, they are good to go. They are good to rock and roll, rinse and repeat each time you do the group. So the associated build costs will be less and less and less each time. So that is my two bobs worth. I know that groups can be profitable. I'm working with clients at the moment for whom their group programs are their most profitable product or service, okay, by working through, well, a methodology a little bit similar to what I've just kind of shared with you guys now. So I'm going to leave you to think about how you can love up your group programs, dig into the numbers, think about the problems, think about the outcomes, think about value add, think about creating an entire experience and value add to that whole group program. And I would love to hear how this changes up your thinking. So drop me a line. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.